This past weekend, a group of Czech scientists and enthusiasts took the popular geocaching hobby, where people look for hidden containers with the help of GPS devices, to new heights, launching caches with GPS trackers into the stratosphere. A carrier gondola attached to a stratospheric balloon released the stratocaches, although also called maple pods because of their shape, from 30,000 meters above ground, dispersing them at random. The pods were meant to transmit their GPS locations upon landing back on Earth for geocachers to locate them. I had a chance to speak to Ivan Sobichka, one of the creators of the very first stratocaching project, and asked him about how the project itself and the No Rocket Science Association were born.
It all started in a pub, as it's usually in the Czech Republic. So we met with some friends and talked about the idea of launching a standard stratospheric balloon with a camera, and that we could make some pictures of the near space. But this is quite a common hobby already. So then we started with another idea. What if we drop something from the balloon? What if there were some flying modules that could be dropped from the balloon and then someone would try to find them? So that's how the idea of combining geocaching and stratospheric balloon came from. And this was about like 1 year ago.
And what kind of people are involved in this project?
So at first we were only five, and then we started contacting other people because we needed their help. For example, the radio amateur community, they helped us with the radio connection. And the second community, of course, were the geocachers. We have about 60,000 active geocachers in the Czech Republic. We are quite a superpower in this kind of activities. And then we asked for help some other institutions like Czech Hydrometeorological Institute or Technical Universities, Aerospace Research and Test Institute. And we were very surprised because we didn't expect them to help us, you know, but it seems that everyone has this kind of playful spirit. So they really helped us in their free time, and they gave us their expertise, and we could go on.
So on Saturday was the launch of the gondola, and it released the pods. How many pods have been found so far?
So unfortunately, all the seats, all the stratocaches got frozen, so we didn't get the GPS signal from them. We didn't get the directions for the people. So they all were found like accidentally just by the geocachers who were searching around in the area. So far we have found six of them. Two of them were found by local people because they just fell on the gardens of private homes. So the people called us on the number that was on the maple pot. But four of them were found by the enthusiasts, the players.
Are you planning on repeating this, you know, knowing the slight problems that happened this time?
Yeah. Of course. We would like to, because everything went really smooth. So we were really excited because, for example, we managed to organize the live video stream from the stratosphere, and many other things were really, really great. And this Saturday, there were about 13,000 geocachers, or as we call stratocachers, registered for the game. Of course, not all of them went out to hunt the stratocaches, but we know that there are many people interested in the new stratocaching launch. So we would like to do it once again and to make it better for next time.